Rock 107 WIRX, WIRX.com. Brock, Hunter.
Hey, how you doing?
6:23, let's do some sports.
Time for Plan B Morning Show Sports with Brock and Hunter.
As always, sports brought to you by Bud Distributing.
Hey, Bud.
Bud Distributing, stocking your fridges, stocking your coolers, stocking anything that's cold that needs to keep your beers cold.
Anything.
Anything. They got you covered, man. Bud Distributing, they got you. They got you.
Let's start it out with Major League Baseball because I got a few stories I got to get to, too. This is... You're gonna love sports this morning, Brock.
Nice.
All right, let's go. Scores yesterday or over the weekend. Tigers beating the Blue Jays 5-3. Miguel Cabrera became the 28th major leaguer to hit 500 home runs. Daz Cameron, right? That's his name. Doubled the home, winning run in the 11th inning. Tigers beat the Toronto Blue Jays 5-3. There you go. So 500. Could you hit 500 home runs?
Dude, I can barely hit a slow pitch softball. Yeah. Really impressive. And that number right there, you said, dude, only the 28th player.
Park.
28th player in MLB history since they've been keeping stats. Mm-hmm. There has been, and when you think about the amount of games, the amount of players, how many years baseball has been around, that's really impressive, man. That's really, really impressive.
All right, out of those 28 that have hit 500 home runs, how many are steroid-free?
Boy, that's a good question. I mean, other than, well, who's all hit? I don't know who's all hit them.
I mean, I don't know either. I don't really know anything. Maybe none of them. I'm just saying that because it's kind of known back in the day. Some of these guys got pretty big pretty quick.
Yeah, oh, they went from, yeah, if you look at Barry Bonds, like his first year playing baseball to the when he was doing his big run, the guy was, I mean, looked like he was stuffing his shirts. It's like, what? Come on now.
So, dude, I've golfed with a guy before who has pitched against Mark McGwire, right? And he says from like 1 year to the next year, he doubled his size. He said he went to pitch. He pitched at him the second year. And he was like, my God, it's a totally different guy. That's like how he knew.
Yeah.
He said, firsthand experience. He's like, I could tell you that he's definitely roiding. So,
some of these are pretty impressive. You look at like Jimmy Fox. That was back from 1925 to 1942 and 44 to 45. So back in the day, he was smoking baseballs. Yeah, Barry Bonds has the record for 762 home runs total. So
Jesus.
You ever think there'll be a guy that...
I remember that, dude.
Ever think there'll be a guy that hits 1,000?
Probably. I mean, dude, the scores now are like 13-2.
Yeah.
15-9. I mean, yeah, 1,000 might not be too far-fetched.
It doesn't seem too far-fetched. I mean, right now, it is a lot. Because you look at Barry Bonds, he hit 762 from 86 to 2007. So, I mean, you basically got to just start dinging home runs... Like,
from day one.
Like, first
the
thing.
The MLB, dude, yeah. You just start cranking them.
Yeah, just start cranking them. Just start cranking them out, man. Man.
More baseball. Stories are swirling that Major League Baseball will propose a salary floor for $100 million for all teams. Right now, if that was the rule, that was the case, 12 teams would be in trouble because they're spending less than $100 million on their rosters. Of course, baseball is a weird sport because there are also seven teams spending over $180 million. It's definitely a battle between haves and have-nots, you know? That's crazy. I didn't know that.
So what, there is no salary cap or there is a salary cap?
I think there is. I just think it's high, like really high.
But why wouldn't you do everything? I mean, I guess you can only do it with the funds that you have. You know, it's not like you can start taking out loans on players and stuff. But that's why there's so many teams that have just been dominant for so many years. Because like the Yankees, they can just buy the team. They buy anything and everything, right?
Right. Everybody's buying those $20 hot dogs and beers, man.
God, this is ridiculous. But at least we got Jeter. This is great.
At least it. That's pretty interesting. I didn't know anything about a salary cap or, you know, floor. I guess that's what they call it. Moving on, football. This is the story I wanted to get to, dude. Oh, my God. Okay, so before I hit the story, I was sitting at a bar while this was happening, and I kept glancing up at the TV, and I'm like, there's a guy in an orange shirt sitting next to me, too, and I'm like, man, I probably shouldn't say anything. But, damn, rough weekend for the Chicago Bears. Dude. Bears whooped by the Buffalo Bills. I'm sorry to say this, in a preseason game. I know it's preseason. Doesn't matter. Thank God it doesn't matter. 41-15, dude.
Oh, geez.
Hey. Jesus. It wasn't that close, obviously. Adding insult to injury, dude, this is the worst part of it. Quarterback the Bears kicked to the curb in the offseason, Trubisky, carved him up. Carved him. Dude, a massive dude. He was on fire. I kept looking up, and they're like, oh, Mitch Trubisky with another Mitch Trubisky. Mitch Trubisky. Mitch Trubisky with his third TD.
I'm just like, dude,
what? Do you think it was a personal vendetta kind of a thing?
Absolutely, man. Dude, Chicago beat the hell out of not just playing for him, the fans. Like, I mean, I'm going to say it, Chicago fans. You really mean to your players, okay? All right?
It's even worse. Bears quarterback Justin Fields kind of slow. Crushed by a vicious sack. Featured a helmet flying off, rolling across the grass.
No. Dude. Oh, no.
Ah. No.
They killed him.
There's nothing worse than dropping. Or nothing worse. And you know what? Trubisky was terrible. Terrible in Chicago. What is it? What is wrong? What's going on with Chicago?
It's a weird thing there.
It's like a QB goes there, dude. I don't know how to play.
It's a system. It's a system problem. You know what I mean? You know, if you don't get the right tools, you could have the best quarterback in the league. If you don't give them the right tools, they're not going to do anything. You know,
dude, you could send Mahomes to Chicago. He gets there first the day of practice.
Is done.
It's just round brown thing.
This is ridiculous.
No idea.
He just goes to kick it like I kick it, right? Is that what we do with this? No, Mahomes, you throw it.
I just feel bad, dude. Come on. Chicago's right there, obviously. Dude, I cheer for Chicago, man. It's right there. I love you, Chicago.
But Trubisky's not starting. Who's the quarterback for the Bills? I can't think of it.
Dude, they're good. Yeah,
Josh Allen. That's it.
Yeah,
Josh Allen,
rookie. Yeah,
yeah, yeah.
Phenomenal.
And he crushed it last year. Bills were playoff. I mean, they had a great season, top in the playoffs.
The Bills probably threw the ball at Trubisky and they're like, here you go. You just have a heyday.
Have fun.
I know how you feel.
Obviously, the Bears had not changed their defensive strategy since Trubisky was there because he probably knew everything. He's like, oh, yeah, they're running this. He saw it in their practice squad for years. Yeah.
I know you would love that because you're a Green Bay fan. I didn't do that story to please you. So
fantastic. I love it. That was a great story.
I know you love it.
Great story. Suck it, Bears.
Just preseason, though. You know, hey, come on, Bears. We got it.
Don't worry. The Bears fans will remind us about the Super Bowl they won in the 80s. That's what they love doing. So.
Just shut up.
Hey, you remember when we won that Super Bowl in the 80s and we had that song? Yeah.
You know, 85 Bears would take any of your damn teams, anytime, any era. Boom. Super Bowl shuffle. Sucker.
Love it. All right.
Anyway, there you go. I got a golf story coming up next hour. But for now, that's your sports.
Sports brought to you by Bud Distributing.
Hey, Bud.
We'll be back.
Rock what?
Good morning. 727 Brock Hunter.
Hey, good morning. What's that? Here we go.
All right, we got to get to it. It is time for sports.
Time for Plan B Morning Show Sports with Brock and Hunter.
As always, sports brought to you by Bud Distributing.
Hey, Bud.
Bud Distributing, stocking your fridges with delicious Bud Light, other amazing Bud products. So when you're listening to sports, you're not thirsty. You're not thirsty.
Mm-mm.
Okay. Get your throat lubed up and you're ready to go.
Get lubed up, man. All right, let's kick it off, man. Let's do it. Major League Baseball. Yesterday, Tigers beat the Blue Jays 5-3. Miguel Cabrera became the 28th major leaguer to hit 500 home runs. That's right. Cameron doubled home the winning run in the 11th inning. Tigers beat the Blue Jays 5-3. So there you go. 500 home runs, Brock. Could you crank 500 of anything? Shots or maybe beers. That's about it, though.
Absolutely, dude. I could crank 500 homies right now. Give me one season. Dinging them. Yep.
Probably with that big red bat that you had as a kid,
you know it, dude.
That little wiffle ball.
You know it. Just smoking them.
Dude, I would still, even the bat that is like 8 times the size of a regular bat, I'd still swing and miss.
Got it.
Whiffle. That's why they call it wiffle bat, because it's Because of me.
Hit you with a wiffle ball bat, son. So mm-hmm. I'm on the run. The Cubs got... You know it. You know what I'm talking about.
Very nice. There you go. Yeah. Little Beastie Boys in your sports this morning. More baseball news. Stories swirling that Major League Baseball will propose a salary floor at $100 million for all of the teams. Right now, if that was the case, if that was the rule, 12 teams would be in trouble because they're spending less than $100 million on their rosters. Of course, baseball is a weird sport because there are actually seven teams spending over $180 million on their rosters. So it's definitely a battle between the haves and have-nots. It's kind of weird. I thought they had a cap or a floor.
It does seem crazy that people wouldn't be utilizing as much as they could, you know, but I guess it's all what you can afford. Like, you can't just say, oh, yeah, yeah, we want to spend $180 million if you don't have $180 million to spend, right?
Right,
But then that also seems like it's unfair because then you got teams like they mentioned, you know, last hour, like the Yankees, who are just, they can buy the winning team. That's all you need to mm-hmm. do, so... I don't know.
Interesting.
Yeah.
All right, moving on from baseball, because baseball sucks. But golf, something you don't see every day. Pro golfer Hideki Matsuyama hit a drive at the Northern Trust tournament on Friday. They got stuck inside the shirt of a spectator, Brock. Hits the ball, like one of those top pockets.
Yeah.
According to the spectator, the ball went between his legs, hit his knee, and rolled up into his untucked shirt. What? Matsuyama ended up getting a bogey on the hole, but what? Hang on a second. According to the spectator, the ball went between his legs, hit his knee, and rolled up into his untucked shirt. Wow. Dude, that's just, you know, that's another thing weird about golf. It's like people are just walking around. It's typically, it's crowded. People are just walking around, and they're just dropping bombs. You're putting full trust. If you've gotten hit by a golf ball, they can kill you.
Dude, I got almost, and that's scary enough, and you're absolutely right.
I got hit twice, dude, and it sucks. The second time, couldn't even react. It was coming at me that fast. Wham!
The story of you getting hit in the back that makes me laugh every single time.
Thought a bird flew into me. I swear to God it was a bird. I'm looking around. I'm like, dude, what the hell? This bird's pissed. It hurts so bad, too. There was a welt on my back, dude, the size of a softball.
I can just imagine your arms going up. Your arms going up. Like you can't.
Dude, I chicken winged up. I T-Rexed it. I was running around.
I can imagine your arms are tight, but they go up, and then your hands kind of fall down, and you're like,
ow! Right. What the hell? Dude, I was so confused. You just don't expect it. You know, you should. Around. You're on a golf course. Let's just shut up. I hope you get hit by a golf ball.
So funny.
It sucks. All right, I saved this for last. Pro football, here we go. I'm sorry, Bears fans, but, man, rough weekend for Chicago fans. Bears got whooped by the Bills, you know, in a preseason game, 41-15. Damn. Even worse, adding to the injury, quarterback that the Bears – kicked to the curb in the offseason. Trubisky just carved him up.
Good for you, Trubisky. Nice job, buddy.
You think it was because, like, there's a little bit, obviously.
Yeah, and he probably knows their setup, right? I don't think the Bears probably changed it all that much
I think it was a shot to the fans, dude, honestly, too. You know, I mean, we are beating up on Trubisky pretty. I mean, he sucked. Trubisky, you suck. Where was that when you're in Chicago?
Yeah, he wasn't. He wasn't performing all that well. Now this is preseason.
Don't be mad at us because we are ripping on you for sucking. You sucked in Chicago. You deserved it.
This guy sucks.
But damn, dude, he definitely took all that out on Saturday for sure. In about a week, listen to this, dude. In about a week after telling the media that the NFL game is actually kind of slow, the Bears quarterback Justin Fields got crushed by a vicious sack, which featured his helmet flying off and rolling across the grass. Dude, not a good week for the Bears. I mean, it's preseason. Who cares?
Yeah, exactly. Come on, guys. Exactly.
Nobody really cares. We're just having fun with it. But, yeah, damn. Not looking good. Trubisky smashing it over the weekend and Fields' helmet going flying. Pretty rough. So, anyway, it's all right. Hey, you know what? Chicago, things are going to be
long
okay.
season. Long season ahead of you. You're fine. You're fine. All right, you got
so, yeah, that's your sports this morning. No, sports. Kind of ended on a bad note.
Bears still suck. Sports brought to you by Bud Distributing.
Hey, Bud.
We'll be back.